Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, as we head towards the holiday season, many of us may be thinking what to pop in our shopping bags, maybe a little bit of bling. But how have jewelers been performing this year on the back of everything that's been happening with the pandemic? And what about jewelry shows? We've got Jewel Lux Singapore 2020, which is the region's premier showcase of jewelry and timepieces. That's coming up. It's just around the corner, and this year's edition is going to be presented in a brand new format. They're going to have a series of pop-up showcases in retail stores, part of an innovative partnership with local jewelry and watch retailers. To find out more, we're joined today by Angela Low, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Jewel Lux. We've also got Mr. Keen Ng, and he's the senior director for jewelry business at Aspiel Li Hua Jewelry. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Always good to talk about something a little bit more fun on a Friday, right? So, hey, Angela, yes. let's start with you. Perhaps you can tell us more about the upcoming Jewel Lux. What are you doing differently given the current environment?
Whatever that's happening now with Jewel Lux is completely different from what it's like for the past more than 20 years. Jewel Lux is a big scale event, national scale, and it's like located one location, 80 brands all at one time, and hundreds of people turn up for our events. So obviously this is not possible now with COVID-19, and we have to really take precautions. We have to limit the size of our attendance, guest attendance. We cannot do a big tent to accommodate such a huge engagement. So we thought this idea of decentralizing the entire show. Instead of like putting one location, we bring in the brands from overseas, which people love, Singaporeans love to see, like the designers, the watchmakers, their new creations. But we collaborate with local retailers like Li Hua, Gold Heart, Ellen & Carmen, Caratel, Mawat. We work with them to do pop-ups in their stores to showcase the jewelry. And thanks to them, really grateful. That's so supportive. And we also can host events, but smaller scale, from 8 people to 20. But of course, safe distancing and all the precaution taken to, you know, prevent the virus spread.
So can you tell me, how does this compare to past events? I mean, from a logistical perspective as well, is it more work? Because rather than one massive event, you've got all of these pop-ups all over the island.
Rachel, you should see what I'm looking at, what I look like right now. Very different from last year. All right. It's like, it's totally different. It's totally new learning curve, because it's not just about doing the pop-up, because we are actually engaged with the retailers and they all have their daily operations and their systems and their operatives to look after, which is very important to keep the business going. And this is something, a new learning curve for us. So while we're hosting and organizing the content for the festival, we're also learning a whole new perspective to how retail is done. And I take my hats off to the Li Hua Group, because it's a complex undertaking.
And
but it is good. It is good. Yeah. We're learning new things.
And speaking of Li Hua, Keen, perhaps you can tell us, you know, why is participation in such events very important for brands in your sector, perhaps now more than ever?
Yeah, both Li Hua and Gold Heart, we have always been at the forefront of jewelry retailing. So, we have always appreciated good designs and craft. So, you know, this year when Jewel Lux presented itself to us, we thought, wow, you know, this is something that's very befitting. And especially during this period, you know, we need to continue to excite and also entice our shoppers. And we feel that Jewel Lux presentation, you know, of these independent jewelry brands that they have, that, you know, they are brands that adorn these international celebrities and all that, will definitely delight a lot of our customers and also shoppers. Yeah.
So Angela, maybe you can tell us, what are some of the challenges that you faced putting together this year's event, and how have you overcome them?
One of the challenges is the logistics, is transporting of the products to Singapore, because the jewelers are not, the designers are not able to come themselves. So we have to do, you know, we have to take care of the logistics to have it brought into Singapore, to look at the insurance and the secure process of transporting them, checking and how to showcase. Because previously we just host the big event and the designers come and they do their setup and display. But we have to help them do that now, because we're the arms and legs. So that is part of the challenge, the part that we are totally not used to. But the other thing is, we also felt that we got a much closer experience with the designs. because we handle the jewelry directly ourselves now. We can see the great work, the craftsmanship, the design, what is the inspiration, and how it connects with the actual product more intimately. So there are good and bad to it. And we are able to articulate and convey the beauty of these or the attributes of these pieces much better.
We're speaking with Ms. Angela Low, co-founder and CEO of Jewel Lux, and Mr. Keen Ng, senior director for the jewelry business at Aspial Lihua Jewelry. So, Angela, what have you got coming in this year? What are your big themes? Any big pieces that we can expect from Jewel Lux this year?
Jewel Lux usually curates our jewelry according to different themes, as you've mentioned. So this year we have the iconic, which is the designers with very distinctive design attributes and unique selling points. And these are the ones that are going to be exhibited in Lihua jewelry stores that are in Ion, Great World, and VivoCity pop-ups from now until the end of February. So these are the iconic designers where they have very distinct identity and design character. So when you wear a piece of it, you know that it's seen on certain celebrity and it's you can own a piece of that. So the other one would be Style Inc., which is in collaboration with Gohard, that's talking about or presenting jewelry that are suitable for fashion, complement with fashion. And it's much more accessible price points and it's like totally funky and fashionable designs. And then we have the Legacy series, which is with the Ellie and Carmen. And these are the ones that I have a brands with lineage, like Marina B, which is from the Bulgari family, a kind of like sister brand. And then we have brands like Faraba Manella, who made jewelry, high jewelry, a fashion statement in Sex and the City. And it's a whole trend back in the early 2000s. So that kind of brands that has lineage, has heritage, like the works of cameos, micro mosaic, heritage craft of long ago from Italy will also be presented by very contemporary designers and brands.
So even though we can't travel this year, we can all have our own mini Carrie Bradshaw moment walking down Orchard Road.
Yes. Yeah.
Or a piece of jewelry from Samantha, or you know, so it's fun. We and it's kind of like interesting, and also we have more intimate events to share this with our audience.
So Keen, I'm going to bring you in here because I want to find out from you. You know, Lihua is one of Singapore's best known jewelry brands. Can you tell me a little bit more about how the brand has weathered this year? Obviously, in light of everything that's been happening with the pandemic, we've been speaking about how Jewel Lux is transforming its format this year, but how have you had to adapt your business? What are some of the ways you've had to pivot to tackle what's been going on with the pandemic?
We are definitely much more active online now. We have been engaging our fans community through social media. In fact, our online business has grown significantly compared to pre-COVID. But having said that, you know, a bulk of our sales still come from the physical stores because customers still want to feel, touch, you know, and experience jewelry on themselves. So we are thankful for the support of our customers. Sales have improved since phase two reopening. In fact, this month we are doing much better than the same period last year.
Wow.
And
okay.
We are. So with safe distancing measures is still in place, you know, there's a little bit inconveniences here and there. We just have to adapt to the new norm, you know. The key is to stay flexible and also be prepared to get out of our comfort zone.
So with numbers increasing on last year, who's buying what? I mean, what kind of shifts have you been seeing in consumer buying trends? And how have you been shifting your business to tackle this? You mentioned online, and I know just before we started the interview, you were talking a little bit about people being unable to travel. So perhaps they're looking more to retail.
Yes, I mean, a lot of our customers are very much local customers. We have lost all tourist business. As you know, our borders are, you know, pretty much closed right now. So we depend a lot on the locals to support local businesses like us. So a lot of them has been, you know, we are very heartened that they are still shopping. We are very active online, you know, trying to excite them and get them to come into the stores to look at our stuff and hopefully buy from us.
So what have you got coming up as we head towards the festive season, Keen? What's happening for Lihua?
Many things. So we will continue to invest in enhancing our shopping, the shopper experience, both online and offline. Delivering positive customer service has always been our priority. We will continue to offer a lot of exciting jewelry designs, especially right now when the economy is slightly weaker. People are looking at more pocket-friendly pricing. Gohard is also very active in the gold jewelry segment, and we have big plans to propel her position forward by introducing more designs and items and collaborations as well. But last but not least, we will look into expanding our shop network again when the time is right.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. Thank you both of you for taking the time to have a quick chat with me. It's been absolutely wonderful, and I look forward to coming down to check out some of the brands.
Thank you. You're most welcome. Okay. Yes, please do.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. We've been speaking with Ms. Angela Low, co-founder and CEO of Jewel Lux, and Mr. Keen Ng, and he's the Senior Director for Jewelry Business at Aspial Li Hua Jewelry, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.